Okay, now some very serious and important news. The annual Eurovision Song Contest kicks off tonight in Sweden. Every year, dozens of nations, including some far beyond Europe, submit their entries. And for all the camp and pathos in the songs, some of the greatest drama happens offstage, where international politics are hard to ignore. Willem Marx reports.
Live from Rotterdam, live from Liverpool.
Live from Turin, Italy. This is the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest.
For more than six decades, the Eurovision Song Contest has seen entrants from countries across Europe sing to win. In Sweden this year, 37 nations will take part, from Albania, the small Balkan state that's not yet a member of the European Union, to Australia on the other side of the planet. The semi-finals start this week with 15 and 16 countries respectively, followed by the grand final on Saturday night.
The country with the most points overall will be the winner.
Who is going to sweep the board tonight? Let's find out.
Voting takes place as songs are performed, with an expert jury and viewers at home taking part, as well as fans worldwide who can vote online. Songs must be original, shorter than 3 minutes, with live lead vocals. Last year's winner was a Swedish singer, Loreen, the second time she's come out on top.
When the stars align, then I'll be there.
And so this year, as tradition dictates, the previous nation to win is hosting Eurovision in the southern Swedish city of Malmö. It's Sweden's seventh time hosting. 50 years ago, a local group called ABBA won with a song that kick-started their superstardom. Up to 100,000 visitors will descend on the Malmö Arena over the next several days for what may be the world's largest live music contest. Entrants are often colourful and occasionally controversial. Ireland this year is sending a self-described Ouija pop star called Bambi Thug, who's often outfitted like a witch. While Finland's representative, real name Timu Kesteri, goes by the name Windows 95 Man and tends to emerge from a giant egg before his dance routine begins. Eurovision was founded to develop dialogue, even a chance for fun, between European nations devastated and distrustful after World War II. It's meant to be apolitical, though that's often hard. Israel's entrant Edan Golan has had to change the lyrics of her song Hurricane. Originally titled October Rain, it seemed at times to focus on Hamas's attacks last fall, and organisers threatened to ban it. But the same organisers have ignored calls to expel Israel over the conflict in Gaza. 2 years ago, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, though, prompted its expulsion from the competition. Ukraine's entrant, Stefania, swept the contest weeks later.
The winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022 is Ukraine!
But besides the brash trophy and cultural bragging rights for contestants, there can be a local boost for the host cities too. Last year, the English city of Liverpool enjoyed an economic shot in the arm worth almost $70 million. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marx.